So just be aware of your bodies, sitting on the earth, sitting in space. Be aware of the candle flame at the center. Be aware of the directions of space, of east and west, of north and south, of above and below. To the east, I invite the Archangel Raphael, Angel of the Dawn, Angel of the Morning, Angel of Beginnings. Open the gateway of the east. That the new breath, that the new life may flow into us. That we may be renewed by the power of life. That the power of the spring may be in us, that the green life may rise in us, in each moment. Raphael, guard and keep. The East. To the south, I invite the Archangel Michael. Angel of noon, the angel of summer, the angel of light. Bring the light in its fullness into this place. Enlighten us. Teach us the mystery of the flame of Avnor, the fire of the sun. Teach us the mystery of the transmission of light. Guard and keep the south. To the west, I invite the Archangel Gabriel. Peacock angel, angel of the great waters, irrigate us with the sweet water of love. Soften the hard places, irrigate the dry places, that life may spring up in its fullness. By love and compassion, soften our hearts. Gabriel, guard and keep the quarter of the west. To the north, I invite the Archangel Uriel. The light that shines in darkness, the light that is in darkness, the alchemist of deep heaven that transforms matter into light, that builds light into matter. Keeper of the organic law, teach us the mystery of organic law. Guard and keep the quarter of the north. Betwixt and between, I invite Zerubbabel, the weaver, the angel of quicksilver mystery, that joins all to each and each to all. Point by point, bring us into the weave. Beneath us is the sacred land. Beneath us is the sacred earth. With its mantle, with its solidity, which becomes fiery liquidity, which becomes the crystal of iron fire at earth heart. Above us is the moon, is the dance of the planets, is the sun, with its lithosphere, its corona, its outer mantle and its core, where the mystery of fusion fuels the worlds. We stand in the center point between the directions, between the sun behind the sun, between the earth within the earth. We are supported on all sides. As we notice the nature of our being, as we contemplate Anoki, I am. And from this I am point within us, our Anwa moves into relationship with the world, into relationship with each other, as we too become weavers, working with life and light, with love and law. And as part of our weaving, we perform together the Kabbalistic cross that balances the worlds, Placing our dominant hands upon our forehead, we say, Ate. Ate. Bringing the light down to Malchut, we say, Malchut. Malchut. Right shoulder, the Gevurah. The Gevurah. Left shoulder, the Gedurah. Santa Tiferet Leolam Amen. Leolam Amen. And again. Ave pillar, sensing above our head the sphere of pure white light of Keter, the crown of creation. Here we chant E'aye four times. Descend to the level of the throat, where it becomes the incandescent violet grey, the sphere of Da'at, mystic sphere of the knowing of not knowing. And here we chant Yud Hevav Elohim, I create. Yud Hevav Elohim. Descends to the level of the heart, where it becomes the golden sun of Tiferet, sphere of balance and beauty. And here we chant Yud He Vav He Aleh Vadat, the God that is known to me, the God that is in my heart. Yud He Vav He Aleh Vadat. Descends into the pelvis, where it becomes Yesod, the sphere of green and blue and silver, the foundation of life. And here we chant Shaddai Achai, the almighty power of life.
Shaddai El Chai, Shaddai El Chai, Shaddai El Chai, Shaddai El Chai.
The pillar descends just beneath our feet, where it becomes the brilliantly shining blackness of Malkut, shot through with rainbow colors. This is the magnetic sphere, the earth sphere. And here we chant Adonai Haaretz, the sovereignty of the living body, the sovereignty of the living earth.
Adonai Haaretz, Adonai Haaretz, Adonai Haaretz, Adonai Haaretz.
Keta da'at tiferet yesod malchut. Feel the middle pillar as the central axis of our being. Relax into it. Let it hold you. As we perform the circulation of the lights. Breathing in, we center ourselves in Keter. Breathing out, we send the light down the front of the body to Malchut. Breathing in, we return the light to Keter. Breathing out again, we send the light to Malchut. Doing this for 6 cycles. Now sending the light around the sides of the body. Breathing in, we center in Ketta. Breathing out, we send the light down the left side of the body to Malchut. Breathing in, we bring the light up to the right side of the body through Ketta. Breathing out again, we send the light down to Malchut. Doing this for 6 cycles. Now, breathing in and out, we center ourselves in Malchut. Breathing in, we spiral the light anti-clockwise up to Ketta. Breathing out, we send the light down the middle pillar to Malchut. Breathing in again, we spiral the light upwards. Breathing out, we send the light downwards. Doing this for 6 cycles. And now finally the fountain exercise. Breathing in and out, we center ourselves in Malkut. Breathing in, we bring the light up to Keter. Breathing out, we fountain the light back down to Malkut. Whereas we breathe in and out again, we gather the light before again sending it up to Keter and fountaining it. Doing this 6 times. Now bring your attention inwards as we hear these words. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still, as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent living image, my house of life. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still, as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress the potent living image, my house of life. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still, as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent living image, my house of life. Find yourself standing in front of your house of life. Notice how it looks today. Maybe the same as always. May have some differences from outside. May even have considerable differences. Notice the environment around the house of life. Is it in the streets? Is it in the country? Is it in a fertile place? Is it in a rocky place? Notice how the house of life appears just today. As always, as you step towards the house of life, you notice the three steps, the doorway, and the door with the knocker shaped like the head of a jackal. And if it is right for you, you ascend the three steps, you place your hand upon the knocker, and knock three times upon the door. As you do so, the door slides back, opening before you, silently. And you find yourself in the entrance hallway with the spiraling stairs and the corridor that leads to the room of the table and the mirror. And for now, we take the corridor that leads to the inner door that opens into the room of the table and the mirror. noticing the inner door. May be the same as always, or there may be differences. We open the inner door and step into the room. Taking our place at the table. Seated in the teacher's chair is a great figure of light, whose faces are constantly shifting, wearing different faces in different times. But whose nature, whose anwar, is the manifestation of light. The center of the table is the grail chalice covered by the white samite cloth. And that pulses in tune, in harmony with the changing features of the teacher of the table. Around the table are people from stages of our life, living and dead, who have gathered with us, have been with us in the mystery of incarnation. Above us, in the apex of the roof of the room, we see the double rose, but protruding from the center of the rose, there is an ancient spearhead of polished greenstone. And from this ancient artifact built in to the center of the house, a focused beam of light descends into the chalice at the center of the table. Where we sit with the grail, where we sit with the teacher and the companions of our life. Feeling our particular presence, our anoki, our I amness, through our anwa, coming into relationship with the companions and the teacher. Feeling the weaving in this place and in all places. We feel ourselves called by the chapel. And as we look into the mirror, the doorway into the chapel appears. Rising from our seat, we walk around the table. Pass through the door and find ourselves in this small contemplative place. Laying on the altar on this occasion is not the sword, but an ancient stone axe head made of flint. It is right for us, we take that axe head in our hands. And contemplate. Mysteries of life and death, of beginning and ending. Behind the altar is a great Celtic cross of stone. And if we look closely into the stone, we may see cup and ring marks. Indentations and circles radiating out. And we feel our connection to deep time. As we look around the chapel, it appears like a dolmen, like an ancient howl. And we become aware that from this place there are doorways and tunnels through which other times and spaces can be reached, that will open to the one who bears the axe blade. The tool of opening and closing. And taking up the black axe blade, slowly explore the room that was the chapel, that now is the dolmen, that is the inner chamber of the howl. We see that here there are spiraling images that show the twists and the turns of the weaving. And we become aware of our life and our journey through life. We become aware of all the different places and times and beings that we have met, that we have begun with, and that we have ended with. Mysteriously, we become aware that we are in the lowest chamber of the castle. Still holding the axe head. Standing before the altar of the cube. Being aware that this lowest chamber is now like the howl, like the dolmen, with its spiraling carvings on all sides, showing us the weaving of things. And in our hands, the ancient axe, that represents beginnings and endings, and we feel ourselves rising upwards through the house into the room of images, into the room of the table and the mirror, to the mysterious room of the cube within the cube, feeling our feet in the earth, our head in the stars, holding the ancient artifact, that is an axe, that is a stone, that is a spear, that is a cup. feeling your identity with the house of life, feeling the changing of the artifact within you. Feeling the power of Anoki and the mystery of Anwa. You hear a voice. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent living image, my own true self. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still, as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress the potent living image, my own true self. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still, as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress the potent living image, my own true self.